Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Yud Aleph. We Freilich and Shushan Purim to everybody. We left off on daf Yud Amud Beis. We are about one third of the way down the page on daf Yud Amud Beis. We are at Itmar Hacholetz Leivimto. So we do have a little bit of catching up to do. Again, 13 lines into the page, Yud Amud Beis, Itmar Hacholetz Leivimto. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and also by Ellen and Avi Freilich, in memory of Avi's father, Harav Yitzchak Dov Freilich, whose 20th yard site was Tuesday. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship, Neshama Shrav and Aliyah. So what we are going to discuss today is, first we're going to have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that if one person does chalitza to the Yavama, and then after doing chalitza to the Yavama, that brother that did chalitza goes and marries the Yavama, and then he dies without children, what is the nature of the Isser on the other brothers? Do the other brothers go back to having an Isser of Eshes Achiv, and therefore she's considered to be Arayos, or is it just considered to be a Losasei? So there's going to be a Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and the Gemara is going to have Rayos, and we're going to try to be told of this Machlokas in other discussions, and then the Gemara is going to discuss, what about a Tsaras Sota? Is a Tsaras Sota going to be Aser? A Sota, where Adam came, that she was Mizana, she became Aser to her husband, and the husband died without children, so she's Asura to do Yibum, she's Pater Minachalitza. So the Gemara is going to discuss that halacha, and what happens if someone marries her, what the status is with the other brothers. The Gemara is going to discuss also, what about a machzir grushaso mishanises? The halacha is that if a person gets divorced, he's allowed to remarry the woman that he divorced, unless he's a kohen. But if she married somebody else in the interim, then he's not allowed to remarry her, even if he's not a kohen. What if he did and then he died without children? So these are the cases that we're going to bring up in today's daf. So let's begin again, 13 lines into the page, on daf Yud Amud Beis. So the basis of the following discussion, of the discussion that we're going to start with, is as follows. The person who does chalitza, it removes any zika, and there's no longer a mitzvah yibum, meaning a woman, her husband died without children, one of the brothers chooses, instead of doing yibum, he chooses to do chalitza. Good, the story is over. She's now muteres l'shuk. There's no more zika to her brothers. However, she's not she's no longer an iser kares as an eshes ach b'makom shalom b'makom mitzvah. She's now only an iser lav, meaning that brother that did chalitza, the guy that did chalitza, is not allowed to marry his chalutza. She's his brother's wife, but she's not an iser kares to him. She's only an iser lav, because the Torah says be chalitza. Kacha ye'asa le'ish. It's a good daf yomi coincidence on Shushan Purim. The other place that kacha ye'asa le'ish appears is in the Megillah. So it's a good question for thought. Why is that the two places that the phrase kacha ye'asa le'ish appears, both by Yibum and in the Megillah? Okay, someone asked me yesterday. Don't have a good answer. So kacha ye'asa le'ish asher lo yibana es beis achiv. This is what we do to someone who's lo yibana es beis achiv. And we learn from there that since he was not bona es beis achiv, that instead he chose to do chalitza instead of doing yibum, so then it's also for him to go back and to try to be bona beis achiv by remarrying her. L'chora, that pasuk is totally extra. Of course he's not allowed to marry her. She's eshes achiv. She's an iser kares. The fact that the way most of the Rishonim understood, the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to tell me that he's not allowed to marry her, must be that the Torah is downgrading the level of the iser. Misvara, I would have said it's an iser kares. She's his brother's wife. So and you already did chalitza. There's no zika. There's no makom mitzvah over here. I would have said for sure she's an iser kares. The fact that the Torah says that you're not allowed to marry her is downgrading it. It's only an iser lav. It's not an iser kares. So the guy who did chalitza, if he wants to go and marry the girl that he did chalitza to, that's going to be an iser lav. So now the Gemara brings a machlokas from Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What about if any of the other brothers want to marry her at this point? Meaning, had any of the other brothers taken her right as soon as the first brother died, it would have been mitzvah, it would have been yibum. But now she already had chalitza with the Reuven died, Shimon did chalitza. What's her status as far as Levi and Yehuda are concerned? Say Idmara, cholitz liyavimto. If someone did chalitza to his yivama, v'chazar v'kitcha, and he then went and he was mekadish or be'iser, and then he died without children. So again, Reuven died, Shimon did chalitza, and then after Shimon did chalitza, he married her, which was aser. It's a nisalosa. Say he's not allowed to marry her, and then Shimon died without any children. So I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Who ain chayav al chalutza kares? He, Shimon, when he married her, was not an isser kares, was only an isser lav. But va'achin chayav al chalutza kares. But the other brothers who never did chalitza on this woman, they're going to be chayav kares. This is called Esha Sachiv. This is that they don't have the special downgrade that the chalutz got. So al hatzara and al hatzara beinu bein achim chayav al hatzara kares. But on the tzara, both he and the brothers are going to be chayiv kares on the tzara. Rabbi Yochanan amar beinu bein achin ein chayiv al chalutza kares v'lo al tzara kares. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says both the chalits and the other brothers are only going to be chayiv v'lo sasei. And the tzara also, it's not an isser kares anymore. That by doing chalitza, he has removed that isser kares of Esha Sachiv, not only for himself, but for all the other brothers as well. So he has removed the isser kares. And therefore, if he remarries her Belav and then dies, then all the other brothers also are only going to be Belav. So my time with Rish Lakish, why is it that Rish Lakish thinks that the brothers still have the Yisr Kares? Because Amar Kra Asher Lo Yivneh, Pasuk says Asher Lo Yivneh, Kivan Shalobana Shuv Lo Yivneh. Now the Pasuk is telling me this Losa say that since he chose not to do Yibum, he now has an Yisr to marry this woman. But Ihu Deka Ibelo Yivneh, he's the one that chose not to do Yibum by doing chalitza, aval echav kedekaimi kaimi. But the other brothers of the mace, they remain as they were before. That it's neishas ach shalom b'makom mitzvah where it's a chiyuv kares, just like they were had the pasuk not said anything. So that's exactly what we would have said misvara. The only reason the guy who did chalitza is downgraded to losas is because there's a pasuk, but everybody else is no pasuk. She's neishas achav. Of course, it's going to be a chiyuv kares. And not only that, even if the chalitz himself is chayiv kares on the tzaros, that's only because Allah dida hu dekai below yivna, because on the chalutza there's an isser of lo yivna, which would mean that it's only a lo saseh and not kares, because it's only herself that the Torah was menatek mi kares, took it away from kares and put it in the category of a lav. But hatzara, but the other wives kidekai mikayimi, the other wives of the deceased brother, they still remain be isser kares of eshas ach shalom b'makom mitzvah. So this downgrade from kares to a lav that you have only applies to the brother that actually did chalitza, and it only applies to that one woman. It doesn't apply to any of the tzaros, Rabbi Yochanan will say. Whereas Reish Lakish will say, no, this downgrade from kares to a lav applies equally to everybody. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, mika midi, could it be such a thing, they may kare ibai hai chalitz v'ibai hai chalitz, that initially, had he made the choice, if he would have wanted, he could have done chalitza in any one of the that any one of the brothers could have done chalitza, v'ibai lehai chalitz, v'ibai lehai chalitz, and any one of the tzaros could have been the recipient of that, or could have been on the other end of that chalitza, v'hashta kai Allah bekares. And now after he did the chalitza, after one of the brothers did chalitza to one of the yevamos, so now the rest of them are going to be bekares. Ella iu shlichusa da'achim kavid, v'i shlichusa d'tzara kavda. No, when Reuven dies and Shimon does chalitza, Shimon is not doing chalitza only on behalf of Shimon. He's doing chalitza on behalf of Shimon and Levi and Yehuda and Yisachar, however many brothers there are. And when Sarah does the chalitza, she's not doing chalitza just on her own behalf. It's on behalf of all of the tzaros, of all of the other wives of Reuven. So whatever the status is going to be with Shimon and Sarah, whatever the status of the Isser is going to be between Shimon and Sarah after that chalitza, is going to extend to all the other brothers and all the other tzaros, because they're acting on behalf of all the other brothers and all the other tzaros. So therefore, just like it's not going to be a chiyuv kares anymore for Shimon and Sarah after Reuven dies, if Shimon did chalitza on Sarah, Shimon marries Sarah, it's only a lo saseh. So to all the other brothers, it's only a lo saseh. So to all the other tzaros, it's only a lo saseh. So Eisei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish, hacholitz liyivimto v'chazer v'kitcho meis. case. This sounds like our case. A guy does chalitza on his yevama, and then he goes and he marries her anyway, even though he already did chalitza on her, and then he dies without children. Tzricha chalitza min ha'achin. So we had a machlokas, what the status of the brothers are. Is it a losase or is it kares? But over here we're told what they have to do. They have to do chalitza. Can't do yibum, but they have to do chalitza. Well, of course they can't do yibum because it's usher. She's usher to the brothers. The only machlokas was, is it a losase or is it kares? But why does she even need chalitza? So Bishlam Ledidi says, Rabbi Yochanan, according to my understanding, works out very well. Da amina, that I hold that the other brothers are chayav elavim, ninhu, that they're all just a nisolosase. That's why you at least need to do chalitza, because chayav elavim are chayav in chalitza. The only people that are parted from chalitza are arayos, are chayav ekares. Chayav elavim would have to do chalitza. But according to you, Reish Lakish, that the brothers of the chalates are chayav kares to be with this woman, why in the world would she need chalitza? It's an issa kares. Even though there is tfisas kiddushin on the chalitz, because the chalitz, the guy himself who did the chalitza, was only an issa lav, but all the other brothers have an issa kares. There should be no need for chalitza on an issa kares. So again, Reuven died, Shimon chose to do chalitza, and then Shimon remarried the woman he did chalitza on, remarried Tzara who he did chalitza on. When Shimon did that, he was in violation of a los hasei. Definitely not in violation of kares, definitely only in violation of a los hasei. So there's tfisas kiddushin. The kiddushin is going to be chal. But says Rabbi Yochanan, but according to me, all the other brothers are also below sase, and that's why they would have to do chalitza when Shimon dies. But according to you, Reish Lakish, all the other brothers are b'chiyuv kares, so they shouldn't need to do chalitza when Shimon dies. So Reish Lakish responds, Ulu Taimech, you know, you bring me your brisa, you got to read to the end of the brisa. Eima Seifa, that very same brisa, I'll acknowledge maybe that the beginning of the brisa, the section of the brisa that you quoted, sounds a little more like you, Rabbi Yochanan, but you read weiter in that brisa, it sounds a little more like me. Eima Seifa of the brisa says that if one of the brothers did chalitza and was not mekadisher, amar echad mina achin v'kidsha ein lo alav klum. What happens? Reuven dies, Shimon does chalitza, and then Shimon doesn't marry her, Levi marries her. So now what's the halacha? So according, if you hold that all the other brothers are be'isr lav, the kiddushin should be tovsin, should be a valid kiddushin. But if you hold that all the other brothers are be'isr kares, then the kiddushin shouldn't even be tovfes at all. So amar mina achin v'kidsha, ain la love klum, it's not a kiddushin at all. They don't even require a get. But if it's only an isser losase, it's not an isser kares, kiddushin are tovsin b'chayav elavin. So it must be, says Reish Lakish, that I'm right, that all the other brothers have an isser kares, and that's why there's no tfisas kiddushin. So it turns out that the seifa is a stira to the reisha. Tzricha chalitza min ha'achin sounds like all the brothers only be isser lav, but ein lo lav klum sounds like all the other brothers are be isser kares. So the brice of mineu bey is a stira anyway. So I'm Rav Sheshes says, I'll tell you how to be miyashev this stira. The Gemara is going to have three suggestions how to be miyashev this stira. He says, I'll tell you suggestion number one. Really, even the brothers are not chayev kares on the chalutz. It's only a los hasei. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan is right, and therefore the reisha fits in beautifully. That there is no chayev kares. Kiddushin is tovsin. What about the seifa? Seifa son, the Rabbi Akiva. The reason the seifa says that ain lalav klum, that there's no tfisas kiddushin, is because the seifa is assuming like the das yachid of shitas Rabbi Akiva, the Tana. Rabbi Akiva, Damar in Kiddushin Tovsin B'Chayav Elavin, where Rabbi Akiva says that there's not even Tfisas Kiddushin B'Chayav Elavin, an unusual Shita, but he holds even when you just have a Losa, say Rabbi Akiva says there's no Kiddushin, that if you get a Kohen marries a Grusha, they're not married. It's not that they're married, they're not married. The Kiddushin is not even Tofes. We happen to not Paskin like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says in Mesachas Ksubas that Rabbi Akiva is Marbe Mamzerim be Israel, because any children that are born out of a wedding, out of a marriage that doesn't have a Tfisas Kiddushin, is going to be a mamzer. So they told Rabbi Akiva that he has to go back to learning other things. He shouldn't be darshaning in Hilchos Ishus, because it's going to be a big problem for a lot of people. But the Sefer is going to be assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that there is no tfisas kiddushin even by chayav elavin. So says Gemara, that answer doesn't work so well, because if the Sefer is going like Rabbi Akiva, why does the Brisa change the case from the Reisha to the Sefer? Why does the Brisa change from the case where the guy who did the chalitza chalitza marries the chalutza versus one of the other brothers. And the Sefer talks about one of the other brothers marrying the chalutza. That's not really what's changing over here. What's changing over here is that we're switching shitos. We're switching to Rabbi Akiva. But listening, what it should have said is, l'divir Rabbi Akiva, ein la lav klum, that in the very same case of the Reisha, Rabbi Akiva would say that there's no tfisas kiddushin at all, because chayav elavin don't have tfisas kiddushin. So kasha, that is not a viable way to be miyashiv the stira between the Reisha and the Seifa. So says Gemara, there are two other ways to be miyashiv the stira. Rav Ashi savala k'reish lakish umtaritz la k'rabi Shimon, Ravina savala k'rabi Yochanan umtaritz la k'rabban umtaritz k'rabbanan. The Rav Ashi holds like Reish Lakish that the brothers of the Choleitz are chayiv kareis, and he'll be able to be miyashiv the brisa within shitas Rabbi Shimon, we'll soon see. And Ravina holds like Rabbi Yochanan that even all the other brothers are only be'isr lav once one of the brothers does chalitza, and he's going to be able to be miyashiv both parts of the brisa within the shita of the Tana of the Rabbanan. So now, what's this about? The Mishnah says that mitzvah yibum is not noeg unless there's we learned in the first Mishnah that unless there's yeshiva achas ba'olam, that there's only mitzvah yibum if the brother that's doing the yibum was already born at the time that the deceased brother was still alive. But if by the time the brother wants to do the yibum was born, the deceased brother was already dead, then there's no yibum. A brother that's born after the death of his older brother without any children has no din of yibum. So there is a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chamim. What if you have two brothers that were yachad ba'olam? They were both alive in the same time, walking on this earth at the same time. Reuven dies without any children, so Shimon does yibum, and then Levi is born. And then Shimon also dies without any children. So the sheet of the Chachamim is that even in such a case, she's Aser to Levi, she's Iser Eshesach, because she's Reuven's wife. So she's Aser to Levi, and that, according to the Chachamim, she's Aser to Levi, Iser Eshesach, because that Iser never became Mutter to Levi at the time where Reuven died for the sake of Yibam, meaning there is an Iser Eshesach that has absolutely nothing to do with whether you're alive at the same time or not. There's a heter called Yibam that you need to be there for. You need to be alive for that heter to take a place, to take effect. So Levi has this Iser of Eshes Ach with this woman because she was married to his brother. He never met his brother, but she was married to his brother. That Iser is there. He never got the heter of Yibam because when Reuven died, he wasn't around, so he never got the heter of Yibam. So it's a straight Iser Eshes Ach, if that's the Shita of the Chacham. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, Levi is allowed to be Miyabim after Shimon dies, because just like the Yisra of Eshes Ach that came on account of Reuven was Hutar for Shimon, it was also Hutar for Levi, because when Shimon did the Yibum, so when Levi's going to do the Yibum, he's coming Mikawach Shimon, and Shimon was allowed to do the Yibum on her as well. Shimon did not have an Yisra of Eshes Ach. The whole machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, however, is only in that case. But Rabbi Shimon would be moda that if Levi is born after Reuven dies, but before Shimon did the Yibum, then everyone would agree, even Rabbi Shimon would agree, that Levi is not allowed to do the Yibum. Because when he was born, Shimon had not yet done the Yibum. She was still Tachazikas Reuven. She was still, if you would have asked Levi when he was born, if he could talk, who is this woman? He would say, it's my brother Reuven's wife, because Shimon had not yet done the Yibum. So since she was Aser from Reuven's perspective, because he was Lo Hayaba Olamo, so she remains Aser to Levi forever, even though Shimon subsequently did Yibum and then died. So now, based on that knowledge of the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, Ravashi savar l'kreish lakish. Ravashi holds that in a case where one guy did chalitza, the other brothers are chayiv kares for being with that chalutza, umetaritz like Rabbi Shimon, and he'll explain both parts of the brisa like Rabbi Shimon as follows: Hacholitz levim tov v'chazav v'kidsha. If a guy does chalitza on his yivama and then he marries her and then he dies without children, so he married her be'isser, was a losa say for him to marry her, but now he dies without children. Tzricha chalitza min ha'achin. She's going to require chalitza from the brothers. Man achin, which brothers does she need chalitza from? Achin, Ayiludim, those brothers that were born after the chalitza happened and she was niskadish to one of the brothers. Meaning the case was Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda are all brothers. Yehuda marries Sarah. Yehuda dies without any children. Now Sarah has a yibum situation. Levi does chalitza on Sarah, and therefore Levi becomes asur to Sarah and below Sasei, and to all, and to Reuven and Shimon bekares, because Reuven and Shimon are the brothers that didn't do chalitza, so they're going to be in the sekares. And then Levi goes ahead and is mekadesh this woman, and then that he did chalitza on beisur, it's a lo Sasei. And then, after Levi's Mekadisher, Yisachar and Zvulun are born. Two other brothers are born. So Levi, and then Levi dies without any children. So now Sarah has a Yibum situation with these brothers. See, even though Sarah's Pater from Chalitza, from Reuven and Shimon, because she became also Bekares to them by Levi doing the Chalitza, she's an Issachares to them, she still has to do Chalitza with Yisachar or Zvulun, according to Rabbi Shimon. And the Chalitza is not Asrale and Bekares, because the Chalitza doesn't only answers her to those that were zakuk, that she was zakuk to. The chalitza removes that zika, but those that were born afterwards, after the brother had been mekadesher, so after Levi had been mekadesher, they never had a zikas yibum from the first brother, so the chalitza didn't do anything for them. So mishumesh sachiv shalohi ba'olamo, we're not going to ask her because they were born after he was ready in his kadesh. So kiman Rabbi Shimon, that assumes like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, of course, that only that if they were born after the second brother was already Mekadisher, then they don't relate to her mitzad the first brother that died. They relate to that Shalom Hayyubalama. They relate to her mitzad the second brother. And that which it says in the Seifa, that the Kiddushin is not going to be Tovsim at all, that's Amalechad Minan Oladim V'kitcha. That's if one of the brothers who were around before the first brother died, meaning Reuven or Shimon, went to those Mekadisher, then Ein La Alav Klum, then there's not going to be any sort of Kiddushin at all, because that's an Isser Kares. Meaning once one of the brothers does Chalitza, all the other brothers are still the Isser Kares. All the other brothers that are alive are the Isser Kares. Kiman, Kiresh Lakish. And that's assuming, like the Shita of the Resh Lakish, that the brothers of the Chalitz are Chayiv Kares on this Chalitza. So that's one way of being Miyashiv, this Stira. That's how Rav Ashi is Miyashiv the Stira. Ravina Savar Lak Rabbi Yochanan. Ravina holds though, like Rabbi Yochanan, that even on the other brothers, the chalitza is only in Isser Lav and not in Isser Kares. Meaning, once one of the brothers does chalitza, so now this woman is downgraded from Isser Kares to Isser Lav on him, and also all the other brothers are only be Isser Lav and not in Isser Kares. Umitarisa libet Rabbanan, and he'll explain both parts of the brisa if you assume like the sheet of the Rabbanan as follows: Hacholitz liyavim to, if a person does chalitza on his yivama, so now it's an Isser Lav for him to remarry her, v'chazer v'kitcha, and he goes and he's mekadish her belav tzricha chalitza mina achin, she's going to require chalitza from the other brothers. Man achin, which other brothers does she need chalitza from? Achin and oladim, the brothers that were alive at the time that the first brother died. Kiman, Rabbi Yochanan, because that assumes like Rabbi Yochanan that even the brothers that were pater from the brothers are pater from Kares on the Chalutza. So since they were around when Reuven died, so when he died there was a Yibum situation. Shimon already did the Chalitza, but now that Shimon dies, they have another Chalitza situation because it's only in Isser Lav. They're only in Isser Lav on all the other brothers. And Chayav Elavin are Chayav to do Chalitza. What does it say in the Seifa that the Kiddushin of the brothers is not going to be Tofes? If it's an Isser Lav, we asked, how can Rabbi Yochanan say the Isser is not going to be, the Kiddushin is not going to be Tofes? So Amen Echad Min HaYeludim, because that Seifa is talking about a case where one of the brothers who are born after the initial Chalitza was done, or after she was Mekadish, she had Kiddushin to the Choletz, V'kitcha, and then one of the brothers, the later brothers that were born afterwards was Mekadisher, then Ein La Alav Klum, then there's no Kiddushin at all, because that Nisr Kares, Kiddushin are not Tofes by Nisr Kares. That Kares is not because of the Chalitza, that Kares is simply a Nisr of Eshes Achiv, because they were Lo Hayaba Olamo, so they never had any Heter. Keman, Kerabanan, that assumes like the Shita of the Rabbanan, who Aser Eshes Ruvein Ruvain on Levi when Levi was lo haya ba'olamo shel Ruvain, even if prior to that Shimon was miyabim the woman and then Levi was born, the Rabbanan are going to hold it's always going to remain in Issacharis. So over here also, even though he was born after the Chalitza happened and after she already married the Chalutz, and when he came into the world she was the Zika from the original brother was gone, nevertheless she's also b'Issacharis because she's a Shasachiv shelo haya ba'olamo. Period. Those are the three ways of being miyashev, that's stira. So again, we have a simple machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The simple machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is that if a man does chali, if one of the brothers does chalitza on the woman, so we know that for him to marry that chalitza is going to be an isra lav. Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what about for any of the other brothers to marry that chalitza? Is it lav or is it kares? So we had a brisa that seemed to suggest one way in the reisha, another way in the Sefer. It seemed to contradict itself. So we had three different ways of being miyashev that brisa. So that is the end of that sugya. So now the Gemara moves on to discuss the next case. A person dies without any children, and he has a lot of wives. So only one of the wives has to do yibum. If after one of the wives does yibum, the brother decides he's going to be bovel the tzara, another one of the wives, that's an iser essay. It's an iser essay. Pasuk says, "Asher lo yivne es beis achiv." So the Chum darshin bayis echad ubona ve'eno bona shnei batim. That you only have an opportunity with one woman, with one of your brother's wives. You don't get another opportunity. If you decided to do chalitza on one of them, that's it. And the other ones, you're not allowed to be bona the bayis. Even though mitzala svara, I would have said it's a chiv kares. Right? Mitzala svara, I would have said that look, if I did chalitza on one of them, the rest of them are just eishas achiv is a chiv kares. No, but the pasuk is revealing to me that once you do chalitza on one of them, then the other one, just like on the chalutza, it's downgraded to a lav, the other ones become only an iser essay. So the Gemara discusses, what if after he's miyabim, one of the other brothers is Bovel the Tzara? So Itmar, Haba al Yavaba, someone is miyabim, then Uba Echad Minachin, and then one of the other brothers is Uba Echad Minachin al Tzarasa, decides to have Bia with the Tzara. So Pligi Bar Ravacha Ravina, this is Machlokas Ravacha and Ravina, Chal Amar Bekares, one of them says he's Chayiv Kares, because it's Eishas Achiv, and it's not B'Makom Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is already done, one of the brothers already took advantage, did Yibum, so any of the other brothers that goes and marries any of the other Tzaros is going to be Nesu Kares, Chal Amar Basay, no, that's also only an Asay, that it's going to be downgraded to when I say once the yibum was done. So Mandi Amar Bakaris Kresh Lakish, the one that says that Yichayv Kares is assuming like Kresh Lakish, who says that all the other brothers are Chayv Kares on the Chalutza. So the Shitasa, we say that when one brother does Chalitza, he's doing it on behalf of he's doing the Ma'is Chalitza with the Shlichus of all the other brothers. So only the Choletz is included in the Shuvlo Yibana, but the other brothers remain be Isser Kares of Eishasach Shloba Makamitzvah, and who didn't be Yibum, the Miyabim is not, I'm sorry, that he's not working as the Shliach according to Reish Lakish. The Miyabim is not working as the Shliach of all the other brothers. He's doing his own Yibum. The other brothers, they remain be Isser Kares. So that would be Mandiyam Bakaris assumes like Reish Lakish. Umandiyam Basay, but the one that holds that the other brothers are only in violation of an Asay, Krabi Yochanan, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, who patters by a Chalutza, patters the other brothers from Kares by a Chalutza as well. What was Rabbi Yochanan Svara? That when one brother does Chalitza, he's doing it on behalf of all of the brothers. So therefore it's as if they've all done chalitza, they're all only below saseh, none of them are bekares. So too they're all included in lo yibana. So it's only going to be an isra say for any of them to marry one of the tzaros, and that's why he holds that it's only an isra say. So that was the machlokas, that chal amar bekares v'chal amar baseh, they're arguing in the same machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. It's all an issue of how do we view it. Do we view it as if the one that does Yibum or Chalitza is acting on behalf of all of them, or do you view it as if he's the one that's acting and the others have no shaychus to that act, other than the fact that they no longer have a mitzvah of Yibum, but as far as the Issa is going to remain the same, period. Now a new case. There is such a thing called the sota. A woman whose husband gets jealous and tells her, I don't want you being alone with a certain man. And she went and she went into seclusion with that man, and there are no edim that she was mezana with him. She's asura to her husband besafik until she drinks the mei sota. The pasuk says, v'nitma'a, until she drinks the mei sota to vindicate her. and that's the din called the Safik Sota. A Sota Vada'is means that we know that she slept with another guy, that there were Edim that she slept with another guy. So if the husband dies without any children, she's Asura to Yibum with the brothers. If a woman cheated on her husband, and then the husband died without any children, there is no mitzvah of Yibum. So Rav tells us as follows. A Sota Vada'is. We know the woman cheated on her husband. So she became Asura to her own husband. And then the husband died without any children. You're not allowed to do Yibum. And there's a Pitur from Chalitza and Yibum. And Tsara Sota, not only that, if there was another wife who was a faithful wife, Asura also doesn't do Chalitza or Yibum. Because the reason that a Sota is Asura and Patra is a Tsara, even though it's not one of the Chayve Krisos of Arayus, is because she wasn't even Asura to her husband, Be'isokaris, is because Tumak Siv. That even though it was only Nisr Losase, meaning when a woman, Rahman al Tzlan, cheats on her husband, she becomes asur to her husband, Belosase, but nevertheless, since the Torah calls it Tuma, which is a word usually reserved for Arayos, so it has that element of Arayos, in that there's a Petur of Yibum for her and for any of the Tzaros. So Masr Rav Chista asked, well, we have a Mishnah later on in Daf Pei Zayin and Beis, that if a woman's husband goes to Medina Sayyam, and one witness comes and says, oh, by the way, your husband died, and the Bezin says that that's enough evidence for us, she's allowed to get remarried, and she does, and then her husband comes home, so Mida Araisa, she can go back to the first husband, because it was an anus, the marriage to the second, we always think of anus, we think of the word anus as Rahman al-Tzlan, a rape case. There's another very sad case of anus, where it's not a situation of rape. Anus means it wasn't in her control, she didn't do anything wrong. So rape is certainly one situation where she didn't do anything wrong and it wasn't within her control. But another case is where Bezin told her, you're free to get married. And she went and she just listened to the Bezin. That's also anus. So really, she should be allowed to go, as long as her first husband wasn't coming, she should be allowed to go and stay with her first husband. She should go back to her first husband because the marriage to the second husband was ba'onas. She had rishus from Bezin. And whenever it's ba'ones, that's there's no halachic difference between the two types of ones. But midrabanan, they made a knas that tete mizeh mizeh, that she's not allowed to go back to the first husband, because part of the reason that we're matir her in the first place to get remarried when there was only one aid that said that her husband died is we assume daiku mitzvah. We assume that because she knows the stakes over here, that if her first husband never comes home, that she's going to be stuck and she's not going to be able to stay married to either one of them, that she's going to do her own research, her own independent research, and she's going to be absolutely certain that her husband is dead before she goes and gets remarried. So they have to have that knas in order to ensure that daiko mintsava, that she's going to do the proper research and only get remarried if she's really confident that her first husband is no longer alive. So Rabbi Shimon says, if the first husband dies, she's allowed to do yibum. So biyasa o chalitzasa me'achiv shel rishon poteres tzarasa. The bia or chalitza from the brothers of the first husband will pater the tzaros, even lechalchila. She's muteris to do yibum. The Chum didn't make a knas to asur her on the yavam because she was an anus in the second marriage. She heard that her husband had died. So it turns out that the Mishnah is so serav, because even the chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Shimon and asur doing yibum only talk about the sota herself, but the tzara everyone holds is going to be allowed to do yibum. So here you have a tzara of a woman who is nivela tachas baila, who was slept with somebody else while she was still married to the first husband, and everyone says that they're allowed to do yibum. That's against Rav. Rav said if a woman cheated on her husband, then there's no yibum. So amalach Rav. Rav says amina lachana sota d'oraisa v'atam adli sota d'rabban. The case I gave is a woman cheated on her husband. The case you come back to me with is a woman who based and told her she's allowed to get remarried, and she did, and therefore she, and then the husband came home, so it turns out that she slept with another man, even though she was first married, she was still married to the first husband. That's only a sota midrabanan. On a daraisa level, she's an anus. It's like a woman getting raped, Rahman al-Islam. How can you compare those two cases? Udkarila, my karila, says Gemara. Rav's answer is a really good answer, meaning what was the Hava meaning, even asking that question. So Kasava called Tikkun Rabbanim, Ken Dorais the Tikkun. We assume the assumption of the question is that whenever the Rabbanim made a Takana, they always pattern it after the Dinim Dorais, and therefore it should match. So Masav Ravashi, Ravashi has another challenge to Rav. It says in Sota Daf Beis that a person is Makani his wife, and he says to her, I don't want you being alone in the room with that man. Nichnasim al Lisaysa, and she goes into a private room with that man, Vishasim Okadei Tuma, and she stays with him the amount of time that it would take to do a Maisa Znus. Asura Lebesa, she's Asura to her husband, even though no one saw her have Znus, but there's Raglayim Ladavar that after her husband, she was behaving in such a way with this guy that it caused her husband to say, I don't want you to be with that guy, and then she went into seclusion with him. So Vasura Lechel Betruma, if her husband is a Kohen, she's not allowed to eat Truma. Vemeis, and if the husband dies without any children, Choletzes Velo Mesiyah Bemes, you do Chalitza and you don't do Yibum. Rav said, you don't have to do anything. And not only that, even her tzaros don't have to do anything. That when you have a sota, you don't have to do chalitza, you don't have to do ibum. Amalach Rav defends himself. He says, Aminu lachana sota vadai. No, when did I say that? When we had Adim that she was mizana, when she was a sota vadai. Amaliyat, sota safek. So you bring me a raya from what the halach is by a sota safek, where she was in seclusion, but we have no edim whatsoever. You're just relying on raglayim ledavar, on chances are. So maishna sota vadai, why is sota vadai different? Mishum duksivba tuma, sota safek nami ksivba, tuma ksivba. So the Gemara challenges Rav, wait, the only reason sota vadai is different is because the Torah uses the word tuma. By sota safek, the Torah also uses the word tuma. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, Mishum Rabbi Lazar, where do we see that the Torah uses the word tuma? Because Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur says in the name of Rabbi Lazar, Machzik Grushaso, if a person remarries his Grusha after she had already married somebody else, Mina Nisuin, she already had a Nisuin with someone else, Asura, she's not allowed to go back to the first husband, even though, but if she did not marry somebody else, so Mina Erisin, she only had Erisin with somebody else, Muteris. Then she can go back to the first husband. Mishum Shneamar, Achrei Asher Hutama. Because the Pasuk says, Achrei Asher Hutama. Hutama means she had Bia with somebody else. So only if she had actual Nisun with somebody else. So Reuven divorces his wife. If his wife marries Shimon, Reuven is not allowed to take her back. Not Shimon, if Shimon's not a brother. If he marries somebody else, some other guy, then Reuven is not allowed to take her back. But if his wife only has Erisin with another guy, then she can remarry Reuven. And the Chum disagree, and they say, no, either way, even if it was only Erisin, he's not allowed to take her back. What do I do with the pasuk that says, Achrei Asher Hutama, L'Rabba Sota Shenistra? That Tuma is talking about Sota Shenistra. So you see, a case of suffix Sota is called Tuma. So so the Gemara answers that Achrei Asher Hutama is not talking about a Sota suffix, it's talking about a Sota Vadai. Umay Nistra Nivala. No, what does Nistra mean? Don't bring me a raya that Achrei Asher Hutama is referring to the Sota Safek and therefore it should have the same din as the Sota Vadai. No, it's not about a Sota Vadai. When it says Nistra, means Nivala. If I might call it Nistra, Lishtamali Nakad. Why does it call it Nistra that she went into seclusion? Because we always speak in a nicer, more refined way, so we're not going to say Bia, so we say Nistra. Nivala Tuma Behed Yuxib. But wait, if it's talking about that where she actually had Bia with the guy, that we have a pasuk that says so beferish that it's called Tuma. V'Nistra V'Nitma. We have a pasuk that says like that. So they make him a lav. Yeah, but that pasuk only would have been an assay, so therefore I need another pasuk to make it a lav as well. For Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, and Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, who says that Achrei Asher Hutama is some maksu gushaso, lav besota lesle. He holds that there is no lav of a sotva, filu zanai, even if she was mezana alpiedim, nami is also only an isra say and not an isra lav. My time, why does Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur say that Achrei Asher Hutama is not going on a sota, havaya v'ishus ksivba, because the pasuk uses terms of havaya and ishus. It says v'yatsa mibeso v'holcha v'haysa li'ish acher, and it says okiyamos v'isha acher and shalakachalo li'isha. So you can't say that it's talking about a woman who's mizana tachas baila. It has to be talking about a grusha that got married to somebody else, beheter, that there was havaya, there was ishus. So that's why Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur says the whole pasuk isn't even talking about a woman who's mizana. It's not talking about a sota vaday, it's not talking about a sota safik, neither type of sota. Now the Gemara says, okay, once we're on the topic of machzor grushaso, what if a man divorces his wife, she gets married to someone else, he remarries his wife, Be'isr, and then he dies without any children. And not only that, he had other wives as well. So do the other wives do Yibum? So Alib is Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur lo tibayilach. According to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, there's no Shaila. Of course, she's going to pater her Tzara. Kivinam Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur Tuma b'machzor grushaso hu d'chziva. The word Tuma appears by machzor grushaso, so therefore Tzarasa kamosa. So there's not going to be a mitzvah of Yibum on her, nor in any of the tzaros. The imishum dechsiv ba toeva he toeva vein banat toeven hatzarasa toeva. And if you're going to say, but it says toeva he sounds like it's a miut that only she's a toeva, but the other tzaros should not be a toeva, should not be a problem of doing yibum. No, he toeva means he toeva vein banat toeven, that the children from that marriage are not going to be toeva to kuhuna. That if a daughter is born from that marriage, she's muteris to kuhuna, but the tzara is still going to be toeva, meaning still not going to be allowed to do yibum. Kiti bayilach, this whole shaila is alibit rabbanan, is only within the shita of the rabbanan. Afkav dam rabbanan tuma besotu dechsiv ein mikri yotze midei pshuto odil makivin di yakar iyakar. Do we say that even though the rabbanan the word tuma is used by sota, but maybe ein mikri yotze midei pshuto, we should therefore apply it to maksur grushaso as well? Or do we say no? We said that it only applies to sota; it doesn't apply to maksur grushaso, and therefore maybe she should be allowed to do the yibum. Ikad amri alibit rabbanan lo tibayilach. Others say the kasha differently, that according to Rabbanan there's no shaila, kivin de yakar yakar, that once the pasuk is not talking about pshuto, so it's not talking about tumah by machzor grushaso at all. Kiti bayilach alibid Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, the whole shaila is within Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. My afgav dam Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur tumah by machzor grushaso udechsiva miyet rachmana he toeva ein sarasa toeva. Even though it does say tumah by machzor grushaso, but maybe the pasuk has a miyot to tell me that you're only not allowed to do yibum on the woman herself. But the other tzaros are not going to be toeva. You can do yibum. Oh, Dilma, he toeva vein banel toeva. Or maybe it's not saying anything about the tzaros. It's only saying that the children are not going to be toeva. Hatzarasa toeva. Okay, but Hashem will pick up with the answer to that question. Damalei tenisuha tomorrow. Slowly catching up. We'll get there. Okay. Good Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you.
Shabbos.
Great
Shabbos. Thank you.